Good morning. Good morning. If I haven't met you yet, my name is Larry, and I have the privilege of sharing the Word of God with you. If you would turn in your Bibles to Psalm 23, we are going through a series on that psalm called All I Need, and we're going to learn from that psalm today. If you are a guest today, especially if you're a first-time guest, we want to say welcome to Bridge Church. There is a connect card on your tables in front of you. If you would fill that out, you can let us know who you are. You can find out more about Bridge Church and our activities. And also, if you have prayer requests, you can put it on that card, and we would be honored to pray with you and for you. Psalm 23, we're going to read the entire psalm together, and then we're going to focus on verse 2. The 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He renews my life. He leads me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even when I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord as long as I live. This is the word of God. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, who by your Spirit inspired the prophets of old to speak and write your holy words, which we have just read, speak to us anew and afresh right now, so that we may live according to your will and your word, bringing glory to you. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. This morning, I just want to talk about rest. One of the things I love about the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Bible, the Word of God, which we just read, is no matter who you are, no matter what your station is in life, God, through his words, speaks directly to your every need, to your deepest need, the common human condition. And this is what we have here in Psalm 23, particularly this Sunday in Psalm 23, verse 2. Imagine, if you will, a parent, most likely a mother, who cared for children all day long and then tended for a sick child all night long. Exhausted. Imagine someone who goes to work day in, day out, trying to meet the demands of a demanding boss and complaining customers, and they come to the end of a week, a very tough week, a very challenging week, exhausted. Or imagine a student who has spent a whole lot, pulled a whole lot of all-nighters trying to prepare for their midterm or final exam, and they just want to pass, and so they stayed up studying all night for several nights, and it comes to exam time. Exhausted. You see, no matter who you are, no matter the amount of money in your bank account, no matter what neighborhood you live in, no matter your race, how smart you are, you are going to be exhausted. You're going to experience exhaustion, and you are going to want rest. And if you haven't experienced that now, I'm going to tell you like my daddy would tell me, just keep living. Because you will experience it. No matter how strong you are, you're going to experience exhaustion, and you are going to need rest. And so David talks about rest in Psalm 23, verse 2. And just for today, for this time I have, I want us to explore this concept of rest as David talks about it in verse 2. David pulls on his experience as a shepherd to use the analogy of shepherding to explain his relationship with God. And he says that the Lord is his shepherd, that he has everything that he needs. And then he says that the Lord, as his shepherd, lets him lie down in green pastures and leads him beside quiet waters. If anybody can use the shepherding metaphor and analogy, it could be David. You know, we know of David as a Renaissance man. David could do a lot of things. He was a musician. He was a soldier. He was a political leader as king. But his very first profession was that of a shepherd. He tended his father Jesse's. He tended his father's flock. As a matter of fact, when he was anointed to be the next king of Israel, they found him out in the fields tending to his father's flock of sheep. And so David pulls on that knowledge, pulls on that experience to talk about how God cares for his people. And David said that a good shepherd is going to let his sheep lie down in green pastures. Green pastures were lush landscapes of food and rest for sheep. The ancient Near East, even today, the climate is unforgivably hot. And so sheep with all the wool needed some place to lie down and rest and feed. But not only that, David talks about how the shepherd also leads his flock beside quiet water. Because it's so hot in the Middle East, the sheep need water. They need to be rehydrated because the heat and the wool makes for exhaustion. But they can't drink from any type of water because rapidly flowing water brings a danger to sheep. Because the rapidly flowing water can soak in the sheep's wool and drench the sheep's wool such that the burden of drenched wool becomes heavy for the sheep and causes the sheep to drown as it is trying to drink. So the caring shepherd, the good shepherd, would bring the sheep to quiet. Your version might say still waters. So that the sheep could drink safely and be rehydrated so they can receive rest from their environment, rest from their exhaustion. And all of this, when David is saying this, all of this is implying to us that we should trust in God and find our rest in the Lord. Can you see that there? David's testifying about how good is God is and how great God provides the rest that he needs. And by implication is follow Christ. Follow God and you will find rest. We should find our rest in the Lord. But why aren't we experiencing the rest we so want so badly? I mean, look at the world filled with anxiety, filled with frantic rushing around, restlessness. Why don't we experience the rest that God so readily provides for us? He is the good shepherd who provides rest for his flock, but we don't experience it all the time. And the reason why we don't experience it all the time is because in order to experience the rest of God, we have to follow God. But too often we go astray. Too often we follow, should I say, bad shepherds, false shepherds, We follow the promises of false shepherds, of wolves in sheep's clothing, instead of following the good shepherd. We follow after idols who don't give us the rest we need, the rest we desire. Oh, God's people always had a problem following idols. Someone once said that the heart is just a factory of idol making. And the people of God follow idols all the time. Not just the world, but also the people of God. Oh, I know you don't believe me. So you know what? I'm bringing some witnesses to help me establish my case and establish my argument. Do you remember when the Lord saved the people of Israel from Egyptian bondage? Do you remember that? And he freed them from oppression. He brought them across the Red Sea. And what did the people do? They made a golden calf so they can worship it. Or do you remember in 1 Kings when Elijah had this battle of the gods on Mount Carmel? And the reason why that battle, if you will, was happening, because the people of God were following Baal and Asherah, false gods of foreign nations that God had commanded them, "You shall not have no other gods before me. You should not bow your knee and serve and worship any other god but me." And he did it. Oh, I know. You're saying, you know what? That's just Old Testament. Why did the Apostle John in 1 John, the 5th chapter, in the very last verse, tell believers to guard themselves from idols? Because that is the temptation, that is the pull of our heart to follow after things that aren't God. We will follow any and everything but God. Okay, you're saying those are those people out there, and that has nothing to do with me? Okay, well, how many times have we chased after money instead of the master? How many times have we chased after our own comfort rather than chasing after the commands of the Lord? How many times have we lusted after other things instead of loving the Lord? How many times have we pursued political power instead of pursuing the power of the Holy Spirit? Because we're all addicted to sin. We're all addicted to what we want. And so we follow the God, little g, that we think will give us this in order for us to get rest. And the issue is, we'll never get it following anything else. We will never experience peace because we will never experience rest because we are following after idols. And we are positively inclined to sin and evil. That's why Robert Robertson, he's the one who wrote the hymn, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing." That's why he penned the words, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love." We are so prone to wander. We're so prone to go astray, so prone to follow anything and everything but the shepherd. And there's nothing we can do about it. Because again, we are addicted to sin. We are. We can't do anything about it. But all hope is not lost, because the scripture tells us that Jesus secures our peace. He secured our rest. As a matter of fact, Jesus is our rest. Jesus tells a crowd in Matthew, the 11th chapter, the 28th through the 30th verse. He says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary, who are tired and burdened, and I will give you rest." He tells us to take up his yoke, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am lowly and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. He says, for my burden, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The writer in Hebrews, the fourth chapter and the ninth verse, tells us that there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. There is rest for God's people, and that rest is found in Christ. You're chasing after rest. You want rest. You're exhausted. It's follow Christ. Follow Christ and experience the rest you so badly desire, the rest you so badly want. It is found in Christ because he is our Sabbath rest. You know the word Sabbath? You know when God tells the Israelites, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. The word Sabbath means cease. It means rest. To cease from striving, to experience rest. And it is modeled after, and it is reminding the people of God that God rested on the seventh day, not because he needed it, but because the work that he was doing was finished. It was complete. And so he told them, you work 6 days, and on the seventh day, you are to cease from working. You are to rest in remembering God. But when we rest in Jesus, we are resting because Jesus has completed the work. The work through Jesus, his work through his sacrifice, is complete. That's why Jesus said on the cross, one of the last words he said was, "It is finished." That's because it was done. Everything that needed to happen for you to be in a right relationship with the God the Father, and so you can have rest in your relationship with God, was complete in Jesus on the cross. Why are you striving? Why are you trying to get this social status or just earn more money for your social status or whatever you're doing to get satisfaction and to get rest when Jesus already provided it for us? So how do you experience that rest? Follow Christ and experience that rest. You see, David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters." Rest. This shepherd that David talks about, Jesus takes that title upon himself in John, the 10th chapter, in the 11th and the 14th verse, and he says, "I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep, and the sheep know me, and I know the sheep." Then in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, in the 20th verse and 21st verse, we find that Jesus is not just the good shepherd, he's also the great shepherd of the sheep, by whose blood the eternal covenant came into existence. But then Peter picks up on that motif, and Peter says in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter and the 4th verse, that he's not just a shepherd, and he's not just the good shepherd, and he's not just the great shepherd of the sheep, but he's the chief shepherd who will appear again. And so why can you rest? Because the good shepherd, who is the great shepherd, who is the chief shepherd, secured your rest, secured your peace. And you know what? He's going to come back again to make sure that the rest we experience spiritually, we will also experience socially. We will also experience it physically. We will also experience it in any other capacity in our lives that we're not experiencing it now because of this fallen world. That one day the spiritual rest we feel is going to overtake all the other places of restlessness in our lives, and we will have complete rest on that day. But you don't have to wait for that day to start experiencing the rest of God. You can start now. Child of God, follow Christ and experience your rest. Stop striving for it. Trust God, follow Christ, and experience it. Or maybe you're in here today and you say, I have not given my life to Christ. I have never made that decision. And you know that you are filled with anxiety. You are filled with restlessness. You can experience rest starting now. Make a decision to follow Christ. Confess to Christ how you need him. You cannot live without him. How you need him to change your heart so you can experience his rest. When I was growing up, I used to sing in a male chorus. Before anybody gets any ideas. Before anybody gets any ideas, especially the worship team. No, I'm not doing it. But we used to sing a song that I didn't really understand in my younger days. But now, as I'm getting older, I understand it more. It says, I came to Jesus just as I was, weary, worn, and sad. And I found in him a sweet resting place. And he has made me glad. Are you weary? Are you worn? Are you sad? Come to Jesus. Find a sweet resting place. And he will, not the preacher, not the church, not whatever you're trying to attain, not money, not sex, none of that stuff, not popularity. He will make you glad. Please join me in prayer. God, our Father, we thank you for this psalm that shows us that in you we can have rest. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us for those times where we have sought rest in other people, in other things, in other activities, when we can only find it, true rest, in you. God, by your Holy Spirit, help us trust in the finished work of Christ and help us enter in that rest that you promised for your people. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.